Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, he covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. It's Drew Hill making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
So, Drew, before we get to what's next for the Grizzlies, I had this moment last night as I'm watching Luka destroy the Phoenix Suns and eliminate the Phoenix Suns, where I just sort of went, man, if John ever gets hurt, if Dylan never gets suspended, if Desmond's back never messes up, if Steven Adams doesn't get COVID, or just some combination of those things do not happen, the Grizzlies could have beaten the Warriors, and they wouldn't be playing the top-seeded Suns. They would be playing the Dallas Mavericks with home court advantage. What happened last night is a reminder that though the Grizzlies were never favorites to get to the NBA Finals, they could have very reasonably been in the NBA Finals if things would have just, you know, gone their way a little more than they actually did.
Totally. And I know Warriors fans, like, hate it because Taylor Jenkins said he was curious about several things over the series, and so it has now become a joke to call Taylor Jenkins curious, at least in the Twitter sphere. But you got to be curious about what would have happened if the Grizzlies had all five starters at any point. For 0 minutes did they have their five typical starters in that series. And, you know, you look at game four and you say, well, if they had Ja in that game, you feel pretty good about them closing it. And you look at game one and you say, well, if they had Steven Adams in that game, you'd feel pretty good about them winning, or at least not giving up three straight offensive rebounds there that ended up with Clay hitting the go-ahead score. So, honestly, you're right. Like, the Grizzlies very easily could be in the Western Conference Finals. That's what makes losing, you know, partly so disappointing. I mean, even Ja said he was maybe going to try to play in Game 7 had they made it that far. But, yeah, you're totally right. But as a Warriors fan tweeted at me, he said, if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Well, that's true. I guess that's I guess there's some truth to that.
Yeah, no, that's right. That is correct.
And with modern technology, you know, like if your aunt decides that's what's up, you know, it's available.
She could be your uncle.
She could be your uncle. Yeah, absolutely, your aunt could be your uncle. So there's a lesson in there for all of us. I have no idea what the lesson is, but I'll think about it later. Is the Grizzlies, you know, coming within two wins of the Western Conference Finals, and the reality that if they were to have gotten there, they'd be playing the Dallas Mavericks, which is a lower-seeded team, is that evidence that this championship window that we've always been talking about, really since it became clear that Ja Morant was a superstar who could theoretically take the franchise to that type of place someday, is everything that's happened over the past few days evidence that the championship window is not something that's in the future? It's not 2 years away. It's not 3 years away. It's not 4 years away. It's right now. Next season is part of a championship window.
You don't have to ask me. Zach Kleiman said it loud and clear yesterday at the exit interviews. He said, I think the window is open. And I'd have to agree with him. I think the window is open. Chris Harrington and I, we were talking about this on our podcast today. It's now not whether or not the window is open, but how long is that window open and how wide is that window? And I think you can either make a move to maybe shorten the length of time that the window will be open, but maybe open the window a little bit wider. Or you could play the long game and say, hey, maybe eventually we'll get through this window at some point. And I think, you know, I don't think there's any debate anymore that this window is open. The Grizzlies have the second best record in the NBA. They were an extremely competitive team. They beat a ton of very good teams during the regular season. They won a tough playoff series against a team that they did not match up well with. And they were right there against the Warriors. I mean, they're 2 minutes. They led for the majority minutes in the series, and they're probably 2 or 3 minutes away from playing in the Western Conference Finals right now instead of being on the other side. So, yeah, window's open. Even Zach Kleiman says window's open.
Talking to Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian, I think Ja and Taylor, Zach, all talked more candidly about the knee issue than they ever had previously. And if you're a Grizzlies fan, do you come away from yesterday a bit relieved? We'll take everybody at their word. This doesn't seem like the type of thing that's going to require surgery. And Ja, they say, is going to be back at 100% well in advance of the start of next season.
Yes, I think you're relieved. I mean, you're still concerned a little bit long-term because Ja did have 3 separate knee injuries, and they said that this knee injury was completely different than the knee injury at the end of the regular season. So he did have 3 separate knee injuries this year. That is a little bit concerning, right? But it was, I guess, there was some optimism there that part of Ja's focus this offseason is not going to be just improving his jump shot or getting better as a player, but also I have got to build strength and stamina in with my body so that I can withstand the duration of a full NBA season, including the playoffs and the postseason, because last season was shortened. This season was a full season again, and Ja missed a lot of games. You're missing 30 games is not a small number. So that's going to be part of his focus going into the offseason. I think that's encouraging. That's something you want to hear. Ja said it. Zach said it. They all said it. So, obviously you want Ja to be healthy. I'm sure you're going to ask about this, but they're going to give him a huge contract. So, that aspect of all this is important, but it's definitely good to hear no surgery, no procedure for Ja.
On the list of things that are good to hear, because this isn't true everywhere, and it's especially not true everywhere in smaller markets. You know, the Grizzlies, I think if we had a core four once upon a time, right now most people would assume there's a core three, and that is Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Desmond Bane. And all three of them enthusiastically explained yesterday, this is where we want to be. We want to be with each other, and we want to be in Memphis with each other. And I know that's unsurprising to anybody who follows the team, but it shouldn't be something that Grizzlies fans or Memphians take for granted. Often, young, superstars and possible all-stars are looking for, bigger markets, New York, L.A., an apartment that overlooks the ocean. And it appears that the Grizzlies have this young core that is already, incredibly accomplished, just finished with the second-best record in the NBA, and they don't want anything more than what they already have, which is, again, not something that should be taken for granted.
Yes, that was obviously great to hear. Their apartments don't overlook the ocean, but they're not too far from Shelby Farms.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Shelby Farms, they got a dog park. If they want, they can go hang out with Jeff and his dogs if they want.
Yes.
That's an option. That is available. But it was good to hear them say that they wanted to be here, of course. Like, that's what every Grizzlies fan wants to hear. But also to hear Zach say, we're not going to have any problem paying these guys. Like, the guys that we want to keep. And I think it's easy for, a casual basketball fan to take that the wrong way of, if you want to pay everybody, why don't you just pay Tyus Jones whatever he wants? Like, they got to be smart about it, but, the core of players, and that it was very evident yesterday that the core of players is the three that you named, Ja, Jaren, and Desmond. They are not going to have a problem keeping those guys. Essentially, what he said is Robert Parra will spend into the luxury tax in order to keep the stars here in Memphis And that's obviously something that is a plus. And not every small market is able to do that. Not every small market has an owner that's willing to spend the extra money to keep the core in place. You heard guys like Draymond say it afterwards. Draymond said, this is a young group. They're hungry and they can be really special, but there's a business aspect to this and they're going to have to keep it together. And I think they all realize that. And even Robert Pera and Zach Kleiman realize that. They're going to do what it takes to keep him here, and that's obviously a really good sign for the Grizzlies.
Talking to Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian, and the Tyus Jones situation, most people do not expect him back in a Grizzlies uniform, A, because he wants to be a starter, and you're not going to be a starter in Memphis unless Ja Morant is hurt, and B, it appears unlikely. You just noted how you've got to be smart about how you spend your money. The Grizzlies don't want to spend what is likely to be the type of money you'd have to spend to keep Tyus Jones, given that for the Grizzlies, he would be a backup point guard, and he's not a combo guard the way some backup point guards can be. He's a 6'1", point guard, period. And if you're trying to be smart about this, you probably don't spend in Memphis on a roster with Ja Morant that type of money on a one-position backup point guard. Is that where we're at?
Yeah, and here's the other thing is that they got to experience life without Tyus Jones when Ja Morant missed games, right? Because every time Tyus Jones had to go to the bench in those games, they had other guys running the point, mainly Desmond Bane. And they were really good in those minutes, so that's certainly not going to help the idea of bringing Tyus Jones back as well as the price for him. I'm not ruling it out. Like, I don't want to say that it's not going to happen because, of course, there's a chance that it could happen. And Tyus, more so than Kyle Anderson, per se, sounded like he really likes being in Memphis and he would like to be back. But he's not going to take a discount, I feel like, to come back to Memphis. Maybe you could get him back on a short-term deal. That way, you're still going to have another year before Ja's extension kicks in. So if he's willing to take a short-term deal for maybe more money than he would get elsewhere, you might be able to get him back. But that would be a sacrifice for Tyus Jones because if he wants to get paid, like now is the opportunity for him to get paid. Now is his chance. So I don't think that he'll be back, but I don't rule it out completely.
How reasonable would it be for the franchise to, once Tyus Jones signs somewhere else, use one of these first-round picks, assuming they execute both first-round picks, on a rookie point guard, given that there's going to be some good ones available? I would assume Kennedy Chandler's available when the Grizzlies are picking. Ty Washington could be available when the Grizzlies are picking. You could take a rookie point guard, see if that works out, and if it doesn't, you're not devastated because, like you said, they have shown an ability to play no point guard lineups without Ja Morant and without Tyus Jones. Like, I'd be interested in not spending money in free agency on a backup point guard and seeing if you could get a rookie contract backup point guard that can, play that role for a team trying to compete for a title. I don't think it's impossible.
Yeah, I think that would be a perfectly reasonable plan, and it makes sense. You want to have financial flexibility. Because this season it's Ja's turn to potentially get an extension. It could also be Brandon Clark. And then next season you've got Bane coming up, and you're going to want to give him an extension too. So you've got to have some form of financial flexibility. And to let a guy like Tyus Jones walk and have some room, some cap space, which you can navigate a lot of different ways. You could do what they've been doing recently and taking on bad money and more draft assets. Or you could leave some space open so that you can pay your guys in the future. And I think that makes a ton of sense if they decided to use one of those picks on a point guard. That would make plenty of sense to me.
I'm wrapping up here with Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. He's on Twitter at @DrewHill_DM. Last thing before I let you go, the other thing that could always be out there is them packaging, you watch any of these ESPN shows or, any NBA-centric show, and you constantly hear about how deep the Grizzlies are, about how many players the Grizzlies have. So you could package some of this. They've got draft assets and actually make a move for a player who could be a part of the core and a real difference maker as soon as next season. How likely or unlikely do you think that possibility is for the Grizzlies, packaging several players, maybe draft picks, to try to go out and add a big piece this offseason to make another push ahead next season.
I think that it's hard to answer when you don't really know who's available. I don't rule it out. I think if there's ever a time to go make a move, you've got salary matchers you can use. You mentioned the two first-round draft picks. You've also got another first-round draft pick from Golden State in 2024. You've got pieces that you can make it work with. I mean, Dylan could be valuable to some teams. Brandon Clark obviously would be valuable. I just don't know how you're going to get an all-star without having to give up a guy like Desmond Bane. So, and he seems to be part of the core, and the stars of the team really seem to be on board with him. So I don't know how likely it is. That could change if somebody really, really good becomes available and the Grizzlies can offer the best deal for him. But we don't really know who that's going to be just yet. So that definitely makes it a little bit more challenging. And you also want to try to find somebody that's on the same timeline as your young players. So I don't want to say for sure this is the offseason that they go make a splashy move. But it could be. I mean, they've got the pieces. If they wanted to rearrange them that way, that is a possibility. It's just hard for me to predict without really knowing who's available. And on this, by the way, I wanted to say this because I keep seeing people speculate about the Dylan Brooks stuff yesterday. And it bothers the crap out of me because I know exactly why Dylan didn't come. And I know every single guy that talked yesterday, if you would have given them the chance to just walk out without having to talk to us for 15 minutes, they probably would have taken that opportunity. Dylan, there was nothing to that. So, and he's in a good place with the organization. I've talked to several people. And the situation was literally just a mistake by someone on the Grizzly staff that was supposed to, just like everybody else, escort him down to the media room and do the interviews. So I think that's I know this wasn't exactly part of your question,
no,
but I think that's part of why everyone's speculating on this Dylan Brooks stuff. And the truth is, like, that really has nothing to do with it. Like, Dylan took off, he left, he never got asked to do the interview, so he didn't do the interview. And guess what? Every other Grizzlies player would have done that too. He's in a perfectly fine situation. With the organization, he did his coaches meeting, his meeting with Zach, and all of it, you know, according to what I've been told, went well. So I just, like, I would quit with the speculation on Dylan. They like Dylan. Dylan's in a good place. And I'm not promising that he's not going to get traded or something. He could totally, that could happen. But I keep seeing it come up multiple different places. Like, the interview thing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with how they view Dylan Brooks.
And it's Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. Make sure you're reading him, dailymemphian.com. He's on Twitter, @DrewHill_DM. Thanks, buddy. Terrific as always. I appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks, Gary. See ya.
Bye-bye. That's Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. We come back. Patrick Beverly went on ESPN this morning and lit Chris Paul up. It was a verbal attack. Disrespectful. Slander, perhaps. Matt Barnes came back this afternoon on ESPN and slapped Patrick Beverly around a little bit. I'll play you all the interesting clips. We're going to do that next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month, both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483, 548, MSRP 21435, Soul, NHO 2976, MSRP 22045, Sorento, NG 1166.57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/22. Dealer stock only, warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What?
Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Imagine a world with endless possibilities. I'm talking endless saving and endless hot showers. Yeah, you heard me right. Endless hot showers. With Navien, that dream is now a reality. Navien tankless water heaters deliver a continuous flow of hot water for as long as you need it. No waiting for a tank to reheat more water, wasting time and energy. The compact design saves you space and money in comparison to traditional tank water heaters. It's time to make the switch and make your hot water dreams come true. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car.
Woo-hoo!
Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Hi, this is Alan with Pyramid Properties, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 901-203-2222. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, in any location in Greater Memphis, including DeSoto County, Mississippi, and West Memphis, Arkansas. I'm an independent real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Perfect, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 901-203-2222. That's 901-203-2222. 901-203-2222.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You're the morning, you stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your bestest man. I'm the type to close the deal and cut my... Send me in person, I look like a ghost. Send me in person, I look like a ghost. Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat? Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat? Goat body.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's second generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics, so if you want to support a business that supports the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. You'd never want to leave your family in a financial bind if something were to happen to you. So you need a life insurance policy to avoid that. Unfortunately, what I just described happens every single day in this country because people don't prepare for it, or they assume that they can't afford to prepare for it. But in most cases, that's just not true. This is avoidable, and it's affordable. You can get a great life insurance policy for an amount of money that you probably won't even notice isn't in your checking account through Elizabeth Rook Insurance. So if you need one, get in touch. 901-867-7283. 867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins is going to join me in the next segment. Get back to Grizzlies talk then, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
For Patrick Beverly. Went in studio in New York with ESPN earlier today, and shortly after he was on air, he was trending nationally because he was trashing the Phoenix Suns and specifically Chris Paul. So he's in there with, among others, Stephen A. Smith, and he explained, in his opinion, how the Suns had to know deep down what they were dealing with in a game 7 against Luka Doncic, and that they knew before the game even started they were not going to be able to deal with Luka and the Mavericks under these circumstances. Here's what he said.
We're not having a conversation about why Phoenix lost in theory. We're having a conversation about why they were down by 46 points.
Scared.
30 at the half.
They were scared.
So now that's where, what are you saying to that?
Basketball player, you can see it in their eyes. They were scared. It ain't about Luka taking their soul. They knew starting the game what was going to happen. He's done it before. They watch, trust me. They have iPhone, they have Instagram. They see the numbers of Luka Doncic averaging 39. They hear me saying, man, he did it to me. He did it to me, Kawhi and Paul George. I'm damn sure you're going to do it to them. They know that. The boy's scared of Luka. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. We wanted them. We wanted them. No one's afraid of Phoenix. I talked to some teammates. I ain't going to say who because I'm going to say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night, man. Pat, ain't nobody scared of them.
So that's,
if you face Dallas, you ain't scared of Dallas, but, man, you...
You scared Luka.
Hey, man, you got to get your game right when you play Luka. I'm just being honest.
So Patrick Beverly explaining in his opinion, and throughout the league, he says, people are not scared of the Phoenix Suns. People are scared of Luka. That's interesting to hear. People know Luka will get you. He got me. He got Paul George. He got Kawhi. People are scared of Luka. Nobody's scared of Phoenix or anybody on the Phoenix roster. He said, we wanted to play Phoenix. They're the one seed, sure. They were the favorite to win the title. Fine. I'm just telling you, in the league, nobody's scared of the Phoenix Suns. That's interesting.
Very interesting.
So then they get into a conversation about Chris Paul. And, whoa, boy, Patrick Beverly did not hold back. Here's what he said about CP3.
Ain't nobody worried about Chris Paul when he played Phoenix Suns. Nobody in the NBA.
Well, what did I just say, though?
And I'm just letting you know how NBA players feel and think.
I believe you, but what I'm saying
he's
is...
He's finessed the game to a point where he gets all the petty calls, all the swipe-throughs at the end. I mean, this guy is out, man. We going to be honest? We want to be really honest?
Yes.
He should have fouled out. He should have fouled out. The last game, too. You see the replay against Brunson, hit him on the shoulder, hit him in the mouth, ref don't call anything. If that's me, oh, review it. Oh, flagrant one. If that's him, they don't call it. So let's not get it twisted, man. He should have fouled out. He can't guard. He literally can't guard.
He can't guard. He can't guard. Chris Paul can't guard anybody? Is that what you say?
Did you see that? No, he can't. Everyone knows that.
Excuse me. No. I don't know that. I haven't heard anybody tell me that.
Because you haven't suited up. You know guys don't like to tell you all the truth. You know that. Because they're scared. They're scared what you're going to take with it.
No, he's right about that. They will lie.
Yeah, I don't care.
He's honest. They will lie.
The
that is true. He's not lying about
man,
that.
CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know that. Everybody
know that. Can't guard anybody.
What we call them? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody
that right.
knows that. Everyone knows that. It's just y'all don't want to accept it because
no, I don't accept that.
I don't.
I'm saying again, if you're taller than them, you say you can shoot over him. Obviously, that's
but
an
give
issue.
Him the but, Ben Simmons but, slander. Give him the PG-13 slander. Give him the slander that you give everybody. Come on, Steve.
Cone Paul,
dude.
Cone Paul.
My gosh,
killing Chris Paul. So then. Matt Barnes jumps on ESPN this afternoon. He obviously is one of their on-the-payroll analysts, former NBA player, former Grizzly.
Yeah.
And
former Chris Paul teammate.
Former Chris Paul teammate. And Matt Barnes didn't really take issue with Patrick Beverley's evaluation of Chris Paul. But, yo, man, that's a future Hall of Famer, and you're a role player. Don't talk like that about a future Hall of Famer when you're a role player. It's disrespectful. Regardless of whether it's true, it's disrespectful. Here's what Matt Barnes said.
Well, what I want to touch on real quick, RJ, is the disrespect I saw from Pat Beverley earlier today. You know, as reporters, you know, part of the media, we have a job to be critical, but I think there's a thin line between being critical and disrespecting. And I feel like what Pat Beverley did today to Chris Paul was completely disrespectful and out of the line. And Pat Beverley's talking like he's that guy. You're not that guy. Plain and simple. Chris Paul played terrible this year, and his numbers are still better than your career numbers have ever been. So I just think you have to understand, Chris is a 12-time All-Star. He played terrible. First time, all defense nine times, seven times first team all defense. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Pat Bev and I were similar type role players. They don't talk about us when we go. They're going to talk about CP3 when he's done. And I just think the disrespect we saw earlier today on the ESPN show need to be checked because he was way out of pocket.
I think Matt Barnes is right.
He's 100% right.
Like, it's entertaining what Patrick Beverley did today.
But you know what it sounded like to me? A dude that just doesn't like Chris Paul.
You remember last year in the playoffs.
He shoved him.
In the back.
Yeah.
Which was wild.
Yeah. I did not. I just, when I heard that, I was like, man, this is just a dude with sour grapes. That's what this sounds like to me.
I have a fundamental problem with less successful people criticizing and being disrespectful of more successful people in a way that comes across as disrespectful. And that's what it felt like Patrick Beverley was doing earlier today. It's one thing to point out Chris Paul's flaws. When you're asked about Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns, just say, hey, Chris Paul's had an amazing career. But the truth is he is 37 years old, and he was once a great defensive player, evidence being he's been on all defense teams. But, you know, he has slowed down a little bit, and he's always been smaller. And, you know, you can really take advantage of him, you know, when you're on offense. He is not a lockdown point guard on the defensive end of the court. In fact, far from it. At this, like, there's a way to say everything you're saying, but do it in a more respectful way, as opposed to just trash a guy, call him cone, and do it in a way that has other NBA players looking at you like, yo, man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because that's just not the way players typically talk about each other publicly. There is a, you know, we heard a lot in the Golden State Memphis series about a code. There is a bit of a code. Like, it's okay to critique, but just to trash, just to do it, it comes off, I don't know, doesn't come off the right way. It's funny. Like, I'm not going to tell you I didn't laugh or watch it or couldn't wait to play it for you. But I did think it came across the wrong way.
Yeah, I did too. I did think it was interesting that he said that he wanted to play Phoenix instead of the Grizzlies. Well, he didn't say the Grizzlies, but that's right. What he's implying.
I think he was just, you know, I think he was just saying like if we would have gotten into a series against Phoenix, we would have felt comfortable. We're not scared of them. I think that's what he was saying. Like, they're the one seed and we were, you know, a play in, but we weren't scared of the Phoenix Suns, and nobody in the NBA is Phoenix Suns. I actually thought that was interesting, that Phoenix had the best record, but nobody was worried about the Phoenix Suns. You know, that could be the type of thing you say when they lose a game 7 by a billion, but not the type of thing you say if
you know, they would have gone on and made it to the NBA Finals. They were in the NBA Finals last season, by the way.
Right, and you got to keep in mind, too, like, no excuse for their performance yesterday. That was completely pathetic. Like, there's no defending that, but it was a Game 7. Like, it's not like it wasn't a competitive playoff series.
Right, yeah, the series went 7 games.
Yeah.
Now, the 7th game was humiliating.
Yes.
Luka humiliated them. But, yeah, they did go to, you know, they didn't get swept by somebody out of this thing. So, I don't know. Patrick Beverley was entertaining. I don't know if he came across the way he wanted to come across, unless, of course, he wanted to come across as somebody trashing Chris Paul. In that case, he did exactly what he wanted to do.
Story number two.
Interesting article, ESPN.com today, about Phil Mickelson, because the PGA Championship is this week. It's in Oklahoma. Gets started on Thursday morning. And Phil Mickelson is not there. According to the PGA Tour, he was eligible to play in it if he wanted to. He just chose not to. And he hasn't played, you know, or been heard from in 3 months. Didn't play at the Masters either. And I thought this was interesting in the story. Phil Mickelson is the first major winner to not play in that major this following year while healthy or alive since 1960. First person not to do it. Now, when I say things like healthy and alive, you know, Tiger Woods won a major and then couldn't play in it the next year because of health. Payne Stewart won a major and then couldn't play in it the next year because he died in a plane crash. But the list of golfers who have won a major and then not competed in that major the subsequent year when they were healthy enough to do it, it's a list of one. It's now Phil Mickelson. And the article just sort of, it goes through how he found himself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.